Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. Michael is off today. I'll be a guest hosting his show. Michael, my buddy, if you're listening, I just want to thank you, my good friend, for the wonderful honor and of an opportunity of filling in for you. I can't tell you what a thrill it is. My friends, go to michaelsavage.com, michaelsavage.com, for the absolute latest must-read stories, frankly, some of whom you just can't find anywhere else. And on a personal note, Michael, I just want to congratulate you, and I'm looking forward to your upcoming book, which I hear is going to be now, the release is going to be in the fall, Stop the Coming Civil War. My friend, I'm anticipating a classic. I expect a classic, and I know it will be a classic. A lot to talk about, my friends. For those of you that don't know me, I am the morning host on the great WRKO AM 680 in Boston. That's why, hence, I'm Boston's bulldozer, cleaning up the liberal bull. And if you look at michaelsavage.com, as you know, Boston has been in the news lately. The rally that I spearheaded over the weekend on Saturday got national attention. The Drudge Report picked it up. Fox News picked it up. Most media outlets around the country picked it up. And the heart of the issue, why even here in Kennedy country, in the bluest of blue states, in liberal Massachusetts, over 10,000 people, white, black, Latino, Asians, old, young, poor, rich, men, women, it didn't matter, all of them, legal immigrants like myself, I originally came from Canada, why all of us, Americans, why we showed up at that rally was we now see that there is an invasion taking place. What Michael Savage presciently warned about 20 years ago, that America was now under siege, that invaders were pouring across our southern border, 11 to 20 million, and that now the very future of our republic hangs in the balance. And the latest crisis that sparked this rally, this what I believe is an opening shot in the coming middle American revolution, the coming shot of the great awakening of a sleeping giant, middle America, has been the dumping of nearly 60,000 illegal immigrant children, actually many of them unaccompanied minors, teenagers, gangbangers. Is that America is finally realizing enough is enough. As I said at the rally, no mas, no mula, no more, no money. Comprende? We cannot take any more. In cities and towns across the country, here in Massachusetts, but all over the nation, school systems are now strained to the breaking point. Emergency rooms are full. Crime is out of control. The abuse of our welfare system, of EBT cards, of food stamps, of public housing, Section 8 housing, you name it. It is literally bankrupting the United States of America. And so in liberal Massachusetts, in the home of Chief Spreading Bull, Senator Elizabeth Warren, in the state run by what I call mini-me, Governor Deval Patrick, he thinks he's a mini-Obama, in Ted Kennedy country, You now have populists, independents, nationalists, conservatives, libertarians, moderate conservative Democrats, working class, old school, John F. Kennedy, Harry Truman, FDR Democrats coming out of the woodwork and saying our state is now facing an invasion. And the lie that is being peddled by the liberal mainstream media, whether it be in Boston, whether it be in Massachusetts, or whether it be across the country, is that somehow these are children. And we have to be tolerant. And we have to be compassionate and practice diversity. Are you kidding me? Just go to michaelsavage.com. And that's what I love about Michael. It's what attracted me to him when I began listening to him, at least 10 years ago when I was at the Washington Times. The man is fearless and he is willing to speak truth to power no matter what the cost. And he may be a perennial outsider and he may not be part of the political media establishment, but he's his own man. And he marches to the tune of his own drummer. There's a story up there I think everybody should read because it captures, in essence, what is happening. If you go to michaelsavage.com, on the left corner, about in the middle, violent MS-13 gang recruiting immigrant kids, quote-unquote, right at federal facilities. And here is the story. When you think children, when I say children, I think 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds. I think little pikers, like my own two kids. I have a 4-year-old Ashton and Ava, who's almost 2. What is coming across the border are not children, quote unquote. Many of them, in fact, 90% of them, according to the Border Patrol, are teenagers. 15, 16, 17, in fact, many of them, 18, 19, 20, 22, 24, they just say they're 17 on their papers. In the town of Lynn, just outside of Boston, God is my witness, we had the mayor of Lynn. This is a working, very working class city, urban, very multi-ethnic, very multicultural. She said, Jeff, I had her on my show recently. She came on the air. Her name is Judy Kennedy, Mayor Kennedy. She said, Jeff, in the city of Lynn, we have people from Guatemala, illegal immigrants, that have gray hair. She said, there's one guy, I kid you not, he's at least 40. He's completely gray. And when the working season is in, when he does construction or landscaping or work under the table, then he drops out. But in the winter months, when I guess it's too cold to do landscaping or too cold to bang some nails in a wall and do construction, he then comes back in and we have to teach him. And we have to place him in the 9th grade. In the 9th grade. And so she said to me, do you want your 14-year-old daughter, anyone's 14-year-old daughter, to be beside a 40-year-old gray-haired man where we don't know their background at all because they won't tell us and nobody's asking? We asked her, I said, well, could he be a murderer? Maybe. Could he be a rapist? Maybe. Could he be a child molester? Maybe. I don't know. But they just tell us he's 17. I got a 17-year-old gray-haired man. She goes, honestly, our biggest problem, what we're finding out, it's not that he's hitting on the young teenage girls in high school. He's hitting on the teachers. I swear to you, this is the disaster that's befalling this country. And so as the story points out in michaelsavage.com, you now have gang members from MS-13, one of the most violent gangs in the world, going to these immigration facilities in Arizona, Nogales, Arizona. And they're recruiting them right on the spot. Go to michaelsavage.com. You got to see these pictures. I mean, honestly, it's disgusting. tattoos all over their face, gangbanger graffiti scrawled on their forehead, all over their chest, all over their back, all over their arms, with their little gang signs posing for pictures. That's what we need in this country? These aren't innocent little children. These aren't innocent little toddlers. These are criminals. They're part of the drug cartels. These are people here that if we unleash them on our streets are going to murder, rape, and rob. And they're coming in by the tens of thousands. Here, let me give you another story. Okay, here's another story. Many of them we now know are bringing in scabies, tuberculosis, measles, the chicken pox. Now, front page on the USA Today, they're now worried about the Ebola virus. They're saying it's a plane right away. People are dropping like flies in Africa. You have an unsecured border. They can come right on in and boom, before you know it, people have Ebola. Border Patrol people have told me. They go, Jeff, we're worried about the swine flu. Lice. Many of them are infested with lice. And they put them on buses and they put them on planes and they ship them and fly them all over the country, including now 9 plane loads just here in Massachusetts. And our governor, mini-me, Governor Deval Patrick, wants to put in another 1,000 and put them on 2 military bases. But we have homeless vets. Our own veterans can't be put on military bases. We have children, 140, that have died under the watch of our own Department of Children and Families. There was recently a poor 5-year-old black boy, Jeremiah Oliver, was found dead, stuffed in a suitcase. He was supposed to be under the supervision of the State Department of Children and Families. They were told for months he was being abused. Nobody did anything. Nobody even looked up on the poor kid. And when pressed, there's no money. When you ask him, well, mini-me, how come? There's no money. There's no money for DCF. There's no money for homeless vets. There's no money for our own kids. There's no money. There's no money for cops. There's no money for roads. But suddenly, Shazam, when the dear leader, his buddy, picks up the phone, President Obama, that con man, and says, hey, you got to bail me out. Hey, you got to bail me out. No problem. Where do you want me to put them? So they're going to dump them in Cape Cod. There is now a story out. Check this out. And then we got to go to a break. There is now an arrest warrant issued for an alleged homeless Mexican man, an illegal immigrant who has crossed into California. He apparently was at a local emergency room in March. His name is Eduardo Rosas Cruz, 25, of Mexico. They now, when they diagnosed him, not only does he have tuberculosis, but according now to the local media in California, he's actually now been diagnosed with a drug-resistant strain of tuberculosis. Drug-resistant. They've lost track of him. He's wandering around somewhere in California in the general population. My friends, as Michael Savage has been warning for years, a nation without a border is not a nation. And it's about time we said, clearly and unequivocally, no mas, no more. It's time to put America first and deport every single illegal alien out of the United States. What do you say, Savage Nation? The number to call, 855-400-7282. That's 855-400-7282. Jeff Cooner filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. All of your calls next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer from the great WRKO 680 AM in Boston, filling in for the living legend Michael Savage. The number to call, 855-400-7282. Lines are blazing. Jim in Billings, Montana on KYYA. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Jeff, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I was stationed in South America, American consulate for 6 years with drug enforcement. And I know that these schools are being overtaxed because if I wanted to sponsor a child, let's say I want to bring a kid up to live with me in Billings for, let's say, a year. I want to sponsor him, pay all his expenses. I have to reimburse the school districts X amount of dollars per semester that boy is going to school up here. So when they're dumping a couple of hundred kids into a school district, those school districts aren't getting that money that a person who legally comes into the United States would normally pay to the school district.
Jim, let me just ask you this. Do you know how much it costs the average taxpayer in the United States to pay for all the benefits that we give to illegal aliens? All of them. I mean, health care, schooling, tuition, education, food stamps, welfare, EBT, Obama phones, Section 8, the whole Tsarnaev, as I put it.
Wow, Jeff, it's got to be in the billions.
Per taxpayer, like for you, you're a hardworking taxpayer, I assume. How much do you think it costs you per capita?
I'll throw out a number and say about $3,000, $4,000.
Jim, look it up. $40,000 per taxpayer.
Wow.
$40,000, Jim.
Incredible.
Now, I ask everybody, how is this sustainable? We're going broke. We already got a $17.5 trillion debt. That's what I pointed out at the rally on Saturday. The question before us is, as Shakespeare would put it, shall we be or not be? Shall we be a nation? Because at this rate, with this invasion, my friends, we can't afford it. Coming up next, even now conservatives are now surrendering to the call for amnesty. You're not going to believe what George Will recently said on Fox News Sunday. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer from the great WRKO AM 680 in Boston, filling in for the living legend Michael Savage. My friends, members of the Savage Nation, if you want to know why one day America goes the way of the Roman Empire, if we are to go the way of the Roman Empire, it's because within the conservative movement, there were fifth columnists. Within the inside the Beltway conservative establishment, there were phony conservatives who, when the going got tough, waved the white flag of surrender in the face of this massive invasion of illegal immigrants. And one of them is none other than George Will. With his glasses, his toupee, his pretentious accent, his bow ties, he's the liberals, him and David Brooks. The liberals love these two conservatives because whenever you need them to fold, whenever you need them to betray us and abandon their principles, there's Georgie. So I want you to think about this, okay? I want you to think about this. This is from WorldNet Daily. Hat tip to them. Congressman Steve Stockman, Republican, Texas, was there with WorldNet Daily right there at the border, and they're interviewing one Border Patrol agent after another. And according to now, the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council is a union guy, Local 3307, Chris Cabrera. He said, let me tell you what's going on. They're coming in wave after wave after wave, and it doesn't matter if they're 14 or 17 or 23 and pretending to be 17 or whatever, 35, 40 with gray hair pretending to be 17, they all have the same shtick. All of them come in and say, we want our Obamacare, we want amnesty, we want our permiso, our permit, we want jobs, we want welfare, and Obama, quote, will take care of us. As if he's like some kind of an Eastern European dictator. A big brother. The cadron, as they say, down in Latin America. The cadillo, el presidente. That he's just going to give out goodies and he's going to take care of us because he promised amnesty. So let me read to you straight, literally, let me read to you straight from the story. This is Chris Cabrera, border, you know, what does he know? He's just there on the border. So he's the vice president, National Border Patrol Council, Local 3307. Quote, I don't usually get into the political part of it, he says. And then later in the story, he says there's a lot of pressure coming from the Obama administration not to tell the media how they're coming in there asking for all kinds of government handouts and saying, oh, no. Obama, the dear leader, El Presidente, will take care of us. He continues. But I find it odd that their whole thing is, quote, we are going to get amnesty when we get here. Where is my permiso? Where is my permission to go north so I can get my medical care and my schooling and all of that? President Obama is going to take care of us and make sure we're all okay. And then he goes on to say, this is the Border Patrol. Quote, whether it's the adults or the young kids, one thing we consistently hear is, quote, Obama will take care of us. I don't blame him. God is my witness. I don't blame him. Because the dear leader will take care of him. Now, if you're that Marine in Mexico, Andrew Tamarisi, a blank you. He doesn't give a damn about you. If you're an American taxpayer, too bad for you. If you're a homeless veteran, too bad for you. If you're a hardworking stiff who got shafted on Obamacare, too bad for you. Because what he's doing is, and he knows exactly what he's doing, he's importing a massive underclass by the millions to transform and change the electorate. To create a permanent one-party democratic state. These are the shock troops of his socialist revolution. He knows it. Valerie Jarrett knows it. Dirty Harry Reid knows it. Nancy the Piranha Pelosi knows it. Everybody knows it. And in the face of this invasion, which is going to literally bankrupt this country, turn us into a cradle-to-grave European-style welfare state, a third-world banana republic. Where are the Washington Beltway conservatives? Where are the where's the conservative establishment? Check out George Will. Look how glib and how quick he is to wave the white flag of surrender. Roll it, boys.
My view is that we ought to say to these children, welcome to America. You're going to go to school and get a job and become Americans. We have 3,141 counties in this country. That'd be 20 per county. The idea that we can't assimilate these 8-year-old criminals with their teddy bears is preposterous.
Are you kidding me? Not really. George, I have to ask you this. What are you smoking? Seriously, why? Have you gone to Denver lately? What are you smoking? 8-year-olds, supposed criminal 8-year-olds with their little teddy bears. Tell that to to MS-13. Tell that to Rick Perry, who cites official Texas statistics. These are official government statistics. From 2008 to 2013, over 100,000 illegal immigrants have been arrested in Texas for murder, rapes, robbery, violent assault. What is this guy talking about, 8-year-olds with their teddy bears? This to me is unbelievable. And you call yourself a self-respecting conservative? when you're willing to sell your country down the river? And my friends, here is the kicker. Here is the kicker. And this is why Jeff Cooner did the rally on Saturday. And this is why I am now, like Thomas Jefferson, sounding the alarm bell in the night. Now facing a huge backlash. His popularity dropping like a stone. The American people now seeing what amnesty is going to look like. Seeing how now our borders are wide open because Obama turned this country into a giant magnet by saying he won't deport any illegal immigrant children. Why do you think they're all coming up now? This is a crisis of his own making, and he knows it, and the country knows it. And so now, with middle America against him, where even here in liberal Massachusetts, the People's Republic of Taxachusetts, as I call it, you now had 10,000 people at the rally. Even here, it's running against Obama 7-1, 8-1, 9-1, with a middle American rebellion brewing, knowing he's going to get wiped out in the November elections, a political tsunami of maybe historic proportions. Now the dictator shows his true colors. And so according to the Los Angeles Times, this is for you, Georgie, George Will, the constitutionalist, the man who always writes a column citing Jefferson or Madison or Hamilton. Tell me, Georgie, what would Madison or Jefferson or Hamilton think about this? According to the Los Angeles Times, Obama is now thinking of circumventing Congress completely, ignoring Congress, and giving unilateral amnesty to half the illegal immigrants in the United States. Speaking at a Christian Science-sponsored breakfast, the Obama senior advisor, White House senior advisor, Dan Pfeiffer, told reporters that President Barack Obama is now thinking on making a dramatic move by the end of the summer, and in particular, he wants to let the parents of U.S.-born children gain legal status. Let me repeat that. Obama now wants to basically give amnesty unilaterally on his own to parents who came here illegally, but if they happen to have children in the United States, the children cannot be deported. They're basically going to be allowed to stay, residency status, as well as the parents. It's amnesty through the back door. This is not only immoral. This is blatantly unconstitutional and illegal. This is an unprecedented usurpation of authority. This man is acting like a dictator. There's no getting around it. And George Will is saying, let them in. send them to school, educate them, give them a job, and they'll become good Americans. Really, George? Tell me, Georgie, where are all these illegal immigrants now? Where are they learning English, Georgie? Because I don't see it here in Boston. Tell me, Georgie, where are they getting all these jobs? Because I see them on the dole. I see them taking a hell of a lot of welfare. I see them all signing up for Obamacare. I see them all taking those Obama phones. But I don't see a lot of them getting an honest job paying taxes through the wazoo. I don't see that, Georgie. My friends, it will be said that when America faced an invasion, when the Republic was at its mortal peril, there were some that stood and put America first. They answered the call of liberty. They answered the call of patriotism. They answered the call of the Republic. And then there were George Wills. Tom, you're up next. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Jeffrey T. Cooner, filling in for Michael Savage. Feeding the hungry with red, white, and blue dynamite, baby.
Thank you so much, Tom. What's on your mind, my friend?
God bless. But I called about George Will, the fake, the phony, the fraud, and the hypocrite. You know, Jeff, there's 1 million people out of the workforce in the red, white, and blue that should be working. The nation is drowning in debt. But George Will somehow thinks that we can have an open border. I want to do a Monty Hall, George Will, who's infected by fibers from his toupee that are causing early dementia. I'm going to do a Monty Hall. George, you take all, I'll take all, we'll take all the children, the beautiful children eating the Fruit Loops, George. What do you say, George, you phony?
Thank you for that call, Tom. No, I think maybe George, maybe it's time to retire, George. Craig from in Madison on WABC, thanks for holding and welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Craig.
And I worked on the Great Peace March back in 86 with Robert Blake, and I worked on Hands Across the America with Yoko Ono at Battery Park. What the Americans need to do is set up next July 4th, Hands Across the Border. You go to your border town along the Mexican border, and we hold hands, and we show unity against these invasions, this cancer across our country.
Craig, I think it's a great idea. I wish we had done it this July 4th, because by next July 4th, it may be too late. No, my friends, there's a very simple solution. Build that wall. You know, Reagan said when he went to Berlin and he challenged Gorbachev at the Berlin Wall, he said, "Miss is now telling the dear leader and everybody in Washington, build that wall." 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282 is the number. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, and Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Jeff Cooner filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. Lines are blazing. Let's go to Larry in New York on WABC. Larry, you're on the Savage Nation.
Mr. Coons, God bless you. Everything you're saying today is a fact, and Michael couldn't have picked a better spokesman for our patriots in this country.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I need to tell you one thing regarding the real agenda behind this invasion from Central America and Mexico. It is their attempt, now this goes back to 2005, George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, and Vicente Fox had a conference in Mexico back around 2005. Their plan is to integrate Mexico, the United States, and Canada, a la the model of the European Union. They're going to refer to it as the Northern Hemisphere with a currency called the Amero. This is why they're destroying the dollar bill. This is why they're letting all of these illegals into the country to acclimate the United States citizens to accept them at some point. But what they're going to do will never be a secure southern border, because their plan, like I said, is to integrate the United States, Mexico, and Canada the same way the European Union has been integrated, all heading towards the one world government, if I have to say so, predicted in the book of Revelation. And this is where we're at. This is a fact. Look up.
Larry, you're 110% right. I think you're absolutely brilliant. I think what you're seeing now is, that's why I think Savage has been so, really, so insightful and prescient on this. You're seeing the erasing of our borders, the destruction of our culture, the dissolution and erosion of our language. And what they want is to erase all borders, erase sovereignty, erase our unique, distinct culture, and create a North American Union on the way to a new world order. And you can call me whatever you want to call me, but my friends, America now, America forever. This is Jeff Cooner sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage. He will be back tomorrow, refreshed, recharged, ready to go. 855-400-7282. More with your calls next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation.
This is a really shocking thing that there's no federal intervention here.
Weekdays, noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Rather than double down on the top-down economics that let a fortunate few play by their own rules, let's embrace an economic patriotism that says we rise or fall together as one nation and as one people.
Jeff Cooner sitting in for the great Michael Savage, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Michael, my friend, if you're listening, thank you once again for giving me the honor and opportunity of filling in for you. I always enjoy it. To all of you out there, please go to michaelsavage.com for the latest must-read stories you just can't find anywhere else. And you know, as the dear leader, and you just heard him, Barack Hussein Obama, as you just heard him, continue to play the class warfare card. As he continues to try to play that old record over and over and over again, the world is falling apart all around him. You've got Putin flexing his muscles in Ukraine. Crimea is gone. He is now supplying and arming pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Syria is now in flames, as it has been for the last couple of years. You have Libya now on the verge of collapse. Al-Qaeda is about to take over Libya. And in the Middle East, you now have the Gaza Strip and Hamas, these brutal jihadist terrorists seeking to launch missile after missile, rocket upon rocket, to kill as many innocent Jewish men, women, and children as possible. And where's the dear leader? Where's Obama? As Michael Savage points out on his website, if you go to michaelsavage.com, he's the golfer. This guy's the golfer in chief. As our closest ally in the Middle East, the outpost of Western civilization, stands there in a mortal fight for its very existence, as it is surrounded by Islamist enemies who want to complete what Hitler started with the Holocaust in World War II, who are sharpening the knife to slit the throat of the Jews, as Israel is surrounded and virtually alone. He's raising money. He's doing fundraiser after fundraiser after fundraiser. He's playing round of golf after round of golf after round of golf. Because, my friends, it's obvious. He doesn't give a damn for the Jewish state. He doesn't give a damn for Israel. And he doesn't give a damn for the Jews. In fact, deep down in his heart of hearts, this man, the product of Reverend Jeremiah Wright, whose father was a Muslim, whose stepfather was a Muslim, who told the New York Times in a revealing interview, "The greatest sound I have ever heard in my whole life is the call of the azan, the Muslim evening call to prayer." This man, who in the first year of his presidency went to Cairo, of all places, and apologized to the Muslim world for America's alleged sins and imperialism. Deep down in his heart of hearts, if you were to sit down with him in the Oval Office as he's stuffing one shrimp cocktail after another down his throat, and listening to Jay-Z and Beyonce on his iPad, "You know, if Israel was gone, it would solve a lot of our problems." I could easily see him saying that. because deep down, that's what he really thinks. And so rather than blaming Hamas for the violence, rather than telling them to stop firing missiles and rockets, rather than telling them stop building these thousands of tunnels so you can go and infiltrate Israel and blow up cafes and kill Jewish children on school buses, he and Secretary of State Jean-Francois Kerry, a.k.a. Pepe Le Pew, Pepe, blame Israel. And they try to isolate Israel. And they try to blame Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister. It's incredible. Basically, he's now, this is what I tell all my Jewish friends in Israel. Now you know how we in America feel. Now you know what it's like when you got a president sticking the knife into your own back. Welcome to our world. Because he did it with us on Obamacare. He told us to our face, oh, you like your doctor? You can keep your doctor. You like your health care plan? You can keep your health care plan. It's going to save $2,500 per family. I lost my doctor. I lost my health care plan. And it costs me now $4,000 a year more. My cost didn't go down $2,500. They're up $4,000. And he did it to millions of Americans. But what is to me even more disturbing, even more haunting, as an historian, as somebody who taught American history at McGill University before I got into the talk radio business, is that ugly demon, anti-Semitism, is now rearing its ugly head. But it's not just rearing its ugly head in its traditional heartland, the Muslim world. It's not just in Iran. It's not just with ISIS in Iraq. It's not just with the Palestinians or the Libyans or the Turks. But now it is spreading across Europe like a cancer. And if you go to michaelsavage.com, there is a story that eerily reminds you of the 1930s. And if this doesn't send shivers down your spine, my friends, nothing will. Because they are the echoes of Hitler. And they are the echoes of Nazism and fascism. Now, I want all of you to think about this. Since Hamas took over the Gaza Strip, nearly 10 years ago, they had a chance, like the Irish when they got the Irish Free State in 1922, to stop terrorism, begin to build their economy, and develop a decent free society. In other words, to give the Palestinians a breathing state, a statelet, for an eventual future peaceful, demilitarized, prosperous Palestinian state. And what did they do instead? They have launched rocket after rocket, missile after missile into Israel, targeting cities, targeting towns, targeting civilians. They openly call not only for the slaughter of Jews, but for the utter destruction of Israel itself, as they put it repeatedly on nightly television controlled by Hamas in Gaza. The Jews to the sea. Every single one of them to the sea. And so finally, Bibi Netanyahu said, hey, look, enough is enough. How many rockets can keep flying into my country, killing my people without me saying I'm not going to do anything? Facing a jihadist terrorist enemy, creating an Islamo-fascist state that murders women, slaughters Christians, stones and hangs homosexuals, against the world's most, one of the Middle East's most tolerant democracy. It is the only country in the Middle East where you can freely go pray at a synagogue, at a Christian church, or at a mosque. And yet, who are the Europeans siding with? Israel or Hamas? they are not just siding with Hamas. They are now coming out in huge numbers in Paris, in Berlin, in Rome, in the Netherlands, in London. 5, 10, 15,000. Many of them chanting death to Israel. Many of them saying Hitler was right. In fact, in Paris, it's gotten so bad, the Intifada has gone from the Palestinian territories straight to Paris. Cars are being overturned. Shops are being burned. Jewish synagogues are being targeted. Well, check out this story up on michaelsavage.com. And you tell me if this doesn't have the echoes of fascism in the 1930s. This is in the Netherlands, which many people say is the most tolerant European country in all of Europe. The most tolerant country in all of Europe. A huge crowd at The Hague in the Netherlands has gathered waving the black flags of the Islamic State, or ISIS. The ones that have now carved out a caliphate in the heart of Iraq and in eastern Syria. The ones that are beheading enemies, crucifying Christians. The ones that now, I swear to you, are deliberately imposing, forgive me, but I have to say this, genital mutilation upon women. Forcibly mutilating women. Genital mutilation. And they are waving black flags of solidarity with ISIS in the Netherlands. And what is their chant? Quote, death to the Jews. And as they stand there, many of them Muslims, young Arabs, they say this, and I'm quoting straight from the story in the Daily Beast that's on michaelsavage.com. We are Moroccans, went the cry over a huge loudspeaker. Quote, the French killed the Moroccans, but they didn't kill them all. The grandchildren of the few men left protest against the West, America, and the Jews. And many of these demonstrators covering their faces, like with Palestinian scarves, like in Hamas, start jumping up and down in the crowd. And they yell out, anyone who doesn't jump is a Jew, unquote. And then in a roar, almost in a rhythmic tone, chanting, death to the Jews, death to the Jews, death to the Jews. And the higher their pitch, the more frenzied the crowd becomes. This is not happening in Baghdad. This is not happening in Gaza. This is not happening in Libya. This is happening, my friends, in the Netherlands, in Holland. To the people of Israel, sadly, with this president in the White House, this traitor in chief, you now stand alone. But remember this, your cause is just, your cause is right. Israel shall fight, and Israel shall be right. And my question to you is this, is this now a second dark age of anti-Semitism? And why do you think Obama, the dear leader, is deliberately not supporting Israel? I want to hear from you. 855-400-7282. Jeff Cooner, sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
ويصرون على إدامة الحصار ويفتحون أبواب إعلامهم الفاجر
وصمود الشعب الفلسطيني.
يا حكام
الله 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 الله. Death to the Jews. Death to the Jews. Dead, dead, dead. Jeff Cooner filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. This is the tolerance that you're seeing in Europe. This is the face of Europe. So when Israel is going toe-to-toe with an Islamist monster like Hamas, who are these people protesting on behalf? Hamas, the terrorists, the Muslim extremists. Hala, hala, hala. Joe, 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 dead, dead, dead. I mean, this is sick. Honestly, this is sick. And that the Europeans, the local authorities in the Netherlands, gave this baby a green light and actively encourage him? They think this is going to save him? What they don't realize is once radical Islam, if they get their way, annihilate and eliminate the Jews, they're coming for Europe next. And after Europe, my friends, it's going to be us. 855-400-7282 is the number. Let's go to Bob in New York on WABC. Bob, thanks for holding, and welcome to the Savage Nation.
Okay. I would respectfully like to disagree with you.
Okay.
Under Bush, might makes right. And under Netanyahu, might makes right. And under Putin, might makes right. Now, Obama instead of, you know, might makes right, he wants to do what's right. And Kerry wants to do what's right.
You're kidding. No, Bob, really, you must be kidding. Who is the one that imposed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt?
What, Bush?
Obama. Who is the one that toppled Gaddafi, and now you have radical Islam taking over Libya, leading to the slaughter of our people in Benghazi? Obama. Who is the one that didn't sign the Status of Forces Agreement in Iraq, where every general, every commander, everybody told him, if we don't leave a residual force behind, Al-Qaeda will take over Iraq and slaughter thousands of people? Obama. And you're still blaming Bush? Are you kidding me? Jeff Cooner, Boston's Jeff Cooner, sitting in for Michael Savage. More with your calls next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the number. 855-400-7282. Jeff Cooner filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. You can spell my name is spelled K-U-H-N-E-R. So if you want to look me up, it's K-U-H-N-E-R. Michael, I want to thank you once again, my friend, for the opportunity of filling in for you today. I always enjoy doing your show. And I'm especially looking forward to your upcoming book, Stop the Coming Civil War, which I believe will come out this fall. I'm looking forward to it. And Michael, I'm convinced you've got another bestseller on your hands. Do you side with Hamas? Do you side with Israel? And do you now see and fear a rising anti-Semitism in the West? I want to hear from you, members of the Savage Nation. Lines are blazing, 855-400-7282. Let's go to Gary in New York on WABC. Gary, you're on the Savage Nation.
The Savage Nation, addressing this great crowd, Jeff.
Welcome, sir.
And to me, if you look at it, I mean, you just look at it geographically. Israel is a tiny country, and it's obviously what they want to do over there. They want that region of the world to be Islamic. And they're actually pouring into that country, the Arabs, and they call them Palestinians, Arabs, not into the other Arabian countries, but into Israel, because they go in there, they have a higher class of living there, a better class of living with better technology. And they're pouring in there. And demographically, too, I could see they could actually take the country over demographically 20, 30 years. I mean, people say it, but who knows? If they just keep pouring into the country. Same thing like it's happening inside America, where we're just people pouring in from all over the world, and we're not supposed to say anything. Israel's not supposed to defend themselves. America's not supposed to do anything when their borders are being invaded. To me, that's pure Looney Tunes. I don't buy that for one second. We, as Americans, have every right to defend our country. And if the rest of the world, even people inside this country, don't agree with us, that's their problem. I don't really care about what they think. I only think about what is right. I'm not into convincing Looney Tunes to see it my way. And I feel this audience out here agrees with me, Jeff.
They definitely agree with you. And thank you for that call, Gary. Look, I've been saying this now for many years. And please listen to me carefully when I tell you this. Liberalism is the ideology of suicide. National suicide, economic suicide, cultural suicide, and civilizational suicide. Because at its core, liberalism as we know it today, not the 19th century classical liberalism that, frankly, I think both Dr. Savage and I pretty much agree with. We are the last, believe it or not, we're conservatives by today's standard. But Dr. Savage and I are the last true liberals left. We truly believe in limited government. We truly believe in individual freedom. We truly believe in constitutional government and the rule of law. That's classical liberalism. Human freedom, political freedom, economic freedom. Liberalism today is essentially a form of cultural Marxism. They're at their core, they're socialists, they're statists, they're collectivists, they're Marxists. And so that means they have to hate the very foundations of the West. Our Judeo-Christian heritage. Our capitalist system and free market system. Our belief in the rule of law. Our belief in our national sovereignty. Our belief in our constitution. Our belief that the West is a unique civilization that has attained a level of culture and human freedom, human achievement, unparalleled in human history. They can't and will not accept that. And so they are essentially, a modern day liberal is a self-hating American. That's why Michael Savage has been saying for years, and I agree with him, a liberal would rather die, would rather commit suicide than stand up to radical Islam. And so they expect the Jews to do the same thing. They expect the Jews, like during World War II, to basically go quiet into the gas ovens. Well, I'll tell you, I talk to a lot of people in Israel, military people, people in the intelligence services, and I'll tell you exactly what they tell me. They go, Jeff, maybe we went quietly into Auschwitz and Buchenwald in World War II, but not this time. Not this time. Maybe our survival is not guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed in life. But if we go down, we're going to go down fighting. And the question I have for the liberals and the peaceniks in this country and around the world, the anti-Semites in Europe, the anti-Semites here in the United States, the anti-Israel, anti-Semitic left wing in this country, the fifth columnists, why does Israel scare you so much? Why is Israel not able to defend itself? Why do you demand of Israel a standard that is much higher than any other country in the history of the world? Do you hate the Jews so much? Do they scare you so much? You have Hamas telling their own kids and children to stay in schools that they're using as basically caches and depots for their rockets and missiles. They're firing rockets and missiles from hospitals, deliberately using their own people and children as human shields. The more they kill, the more they think they can turn the international opinion and international sympathy against Israel. They're willing to sacrifice their own. Because deep down, they don't believe in the Judeo-Christian ethic of the value of every human life. They're radical Muslims. So from their point of view, to die for Allah, to die, to be a martyr, to die for the Muslim-Palestinian cause, you're going to go to paradise, forever. So what's sacrificing 500, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000? It doesn't matter. For eternal bliss and happiness, eternity in heaven with Allah. These are the kinds of religious fanatics that we're confronting here in Europe and in the Middle East. And many liberals think, like the appeasers of the 1930s, if we just give Hitler the Sudetenland, if we just give him Czechoslovakia, if we just give him Austria, if we just give him slice after slice, the beast will be satiated. But instead, you just whet the beast's appetite. First, it will be the Jews. And then it will be the Europeans. And then, my friends, it will be us. What they call the great Satan. Israel is the little Satan. Then it will be us, the great Satan. My friends, after a while, we're going to realize first the Jews and then us. And that's why I've been saying for a long time, Israel has the right to defend itself. To be honest with you, if I was Netanyahu, I would smash all of Hamas's military infrastructure. I would hit him so hard. And with such a decisive blow that I would teach a lesson to every other country in the Middle East. You mess with Israel at your peril. 855-400-7282 is the number. Jonathan in Maryland on WMAL. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, thanks for taking my call and enjoying your program.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I don't think that people hate the Jews. I don't think that's what it is. I think they suffer from poor leadership right now. And the decisions, you know, killing innocent women and children has nothing to do with defending Israel. That's the thing. That's my problem with this. It's just too many innocent women and children being killed. Is it to make a point? Is he trying to make a point? He's not making any point. These people don't care if the innocent women and children are killed.
Well, Jonathan, let's take it one by one. Where is the international community when Hamas fires missile after missile, rocket after rocket, when they launch terrorist suicide bomber? They have 10, 11-year-old girls. They wrap them up and strap dynamite around their chest, send them to an Israeli cafe or an Esbarros, and blow it up sky high and kill dozens of Jews. I don't see you protesting then. I don't see the liberals protesting then. So if you're the prime minister of Israel, what are you supposed to do? Just allow the missiles and the rockets to keep hitting your country? Is that what you're telling me?
I'll try to attack the people that are attacking me, not innocent women and children.
Well, but what do you think they're doing in Gaza? Israel literally is dropping leaflets saying, leave, evacuate, we're coming. They even drop dummy bombs saying, look, here are the fake bombs. The real bombs are coming in 24 hours. And you know what Hamas says? Stay. In fact, in schools, they put rockets and missiles and they fire at Israel because they know their children will be shot. Jonathan, here is the difference in a nutshell. Okay. Israel is using missiles to protect human lives, innocent civilians. Hamas uses human lives to protect missiles and rockets. They're willing to sacrifice their own people for martyrdom. And they know it will lead to children dying because they want to win the PR battle against Israel. So if you really care about the loss of innocent life in the Gaza Strip, you don't blame Israel. You blame Hamas.
But if Israel knows that they have women and children, innocent women and children, that are going to be killed, and the people, the real perpetrators of all this bombing it will not be impacted at all. Only the innocent women and children. Why do they go ahead with this? It seems like me, it's just make a point.
They're killing a lot of the Hamas leadership. But let me ask, so it's not just women and children only. Women and children, sadly, are collateral damage. But they're not deliberately targeting civilian areas. I mean, look, Israel has the mightiest military in the Middle East. There could be a slaughter, Jonathan. They could slaughter tens of thousands if they wanted to. They're going out of their way not to hit civilians. But the question is this. If you have terrorists hiding behind children in schools and hospitals, hiding behind them as human shields, to fire rocket after rocket after rocket, or to go underneath tunnels to launch attack after attack after attack, so what are you supposed to do? Just stand there and take it?
Find a way.
That's why I don't understand why the world doesn't condemn Hamas. Their tactics are utterly barbaric. I mean, just take it for what it's worth. 855-400-7282 is the number. 855-400-7282. Let's go to one. Let's go to line one, Aaron in Arkansas on KFAY. Aaron, thanks for holding, and welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, welcome. Thank you very much, and I'm glad you took my call. The thing that concerns me is I'm over 50 years old. I'm almost 60. But the thing that concerns me is it's my daughter, my two stepsons, is going to have to deal with this socialist republic that Obama is creating. And it boggles my mind. It really does, that we're supposedly living in a free society, and we are not free. I just don't understand.
Well, Aaron, what is now happening is, and this is why most people can't wrap their mind around it. I think this is why Americans are only finally now, it's like a sleeping giant that's finally now awakening, is they never thought that they would see an enemy in the White House. Somebody who so hates this country, who's such a radical socialist, who's such a cultural Muslim, who so hates this country's foundations, its founding principles, its values, its economic political system, that he would want to destroy us from within. It's almost like out of a novel, out of a movie. Nobody wants the Manchurian candidate. Nobody wants to believe it. But when you look at the border, when you look at Obamacare, when you look at how this man has hollowed out and destroyed our military, when you look at how he released the Taliban 5 for that traitor and jihadist Bo Bergdahl, when you see what he's done in Iraq, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, enabling Al-Qaeda and ISIS, my God, to carve an Islamist terrorist state in the heart of Mesopotamia. When you see him stabbing Israel in the back, my friends, we've met the enemy, and he's in the White House. Michael Savage will be back tomorrow, my friends. He's off today. This is Jeff Cooner from WRKO, filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Jeff Cooner sitting in for Michael Savage. Ash in New York on WABC. You're on the Savage Nation. Welcome, Ash.
Yes, hi. I want to make a point as follows. I hear people going on about the Palestinian casualties, the civilian casualties. Now, about the disproportionate response. Just make a calculation. If those Hamas rockets would have reached their target, how many casualties would there have been on the Israeli side? You know, let's get put that into proportion. And let's not even take the rockets which have been, the thousands of rockets which have been fired. Just the rockets which have been intercepted by the Iron Dome, because Israel tries to protect the civilians. If those would have hit civilian population like they intended to, it would be a bloodbath.
Oh, Ash, you took the words out of my mouth. If it wasn't for the Iron Dome, the anti-missile defense system that Israel has erected, it would be a slaughter. I mean, you'd be seeing dead Jews and dead Jewish civilians left, right, and center. They're targeting Jerusalem. They're targeting Tel Aviv. They're targeting the heavy population centers. I mean, you'd have thousands of dead Jews. But you see, that's the problem. Because Israel is so effective at defending itself, now they're being blamed. So what is Netanyahu supposed to do? Slaughter 5,000 of his own Jews like a sacrificial lamb to satisfy the liberals? To Israel, Keep fighting because America is behind you.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to The Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage, 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282 is the number. My friends, go to michaelsavage.com, michaelsavage.com. Absolute latest stories, must read many of them that will knock your socks off. And if you're looking for a theme on michaelsavage.com, not just today, but really over about the last week, the bottom has come out of the dear leader's presidency. The con man in chief, the traitor in chief, the liar in chief, the golfer in chief is now being exposed for the fraud, the charlatan, and the wannabe socialist dictator that he is. And so you now have this entire immigration crisis of his own making blowing up in his face. You have the economy flat on its back. Obamacare is a disaster. The Middle East is in flames. Al-Qaeda, radical Islam, is on the march. In fact, I was just talking about this with Neil, Savage's executive producer, just during the break. And Neil, I thought, made a very insightful, brilliant observation. When the history books are written about the early 20th, really the late 20th century, but especially the early 21st century, when we look at Iraq, at Afghanistan, at Iran, at Syria, at the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, Libya, Egypt, Nigeria, it will be seen as one of the great periods of Muslim radical resurgence, as a period of one of the great Islamic crusades, as they now expand and seek to dominate large swaths of the world. There's no getting around it. Under Obama, America is in decline, the West is in decline, and at its core, we are now losing our status as a superpower. And I honestly believe, looking at this man, studying his background, studying his history, as this was his plan from the beginning. He wanted to bring America to its knees. And the question you have to ask yourself is, why? Jeff, why? Look at his background. Look at his past. Look at his parents. Look at his roots. You'll know someone by their roots. Obama's father was a radical Kenyan socialist who despised the United States, despised the West, and wrote essentially how the Third World, and especially the Muslim world, that the root cause of its poverty and oppression wasn't because of anything wrong with Islam itself or with socialism itself. There was nothing internally wrong with Islam. It was the West's fault. It was America's fault. It was American imperialism, capitalism, that was to blame for the poverty and exploitation of the Muslim world and the third world. And that was the mother's milk that he was nursed on. His stepfather was a radical Muslim in Indonesia. His mother was a 1960s hippie, an anti-war radical left-wing hippie who hated the Vietnam War, hated America, hated what she called the American Empire. He was raised by his white grandparents from his mother's side of the family, who were dyed-in-the-wool communist fellow travelers. The mother, as Michael Savage would put it, was a red diaper baby. They were the ones that introduced him to Frank Marshall Davis. Literally, an avowed member of the Communist Party, an intellectual, communist intellectual that Obama learned at his feet when he was at 14, 15 years of age. He writes about this. It's not even some kind of conspiracy. He's naked about it in his two autobiographies. And that's why one of them is titled Dreams from My Father. And he talks about his Marxist professors that he took at Occidental, at Columbia, at Harvard, and how he admired them. And how for him, America is the root of all evil in the world. It's our way of life that he believes is impoverishing the third world and exploiting and oppressing them. And so his presidency is a form of penance. Who else goes to the Middle East? Now think just objectively. Whatever you think of the Afghanistan war, the Iraq war, whatever you think. Should we have gone in? Should we not have gone in? Objectively, thousands of Americans died. Tens of thousands were maimed and crippled to liberate 50 million people. That's the population of Afghanistan and Iraq from Islamofascism. Who threw the Serbs out of Kosovo? It was America. Who came to the rescue of the Muslims in Bosnia during the Balkan Wars? I agreed with Savage. I opposed both interventions, but let that go. The fact of the matter was, it was America. So who has been a better friend of the Muslim world over the last 20 years, whether it be Kosovo, whether it be Chechnya, whether it be Bosnia, whether it be Iraq, whether it be Kuwait, who protects Saudi Arabia's borders? America. Who liberated the Afghan people from the Taliban? America. Who liberated the people of Iraq from Saddam Hussein's brutal rule? America. And yet this man, in 2009, goes to Cairo, the center of the Arab world, and he apologizes to them on behalf of America for being an imperialist nation, for meddling in their internal affairs? He apologizes to them despite all of the sacrifices we've made. And so what he wants to do, I think this explains, frankly, the massive invasion at the border. It's why he's allowing so many of them to come in. It explains why he's ignored the American people on Obamacare. It's why he passes one executive order after another, why he continues to change the law unilaterally. It's why he racks up deficit after deficit. We now are the most indebted nation in the history of the world. He's breaking our back. He is deliberately trying to create a post-American world. He wants to humiliate us. He wants to humble us. He wants to weaken us. Because in his view, a weakened America leads, in his view, to a more just, safer, virtuous world. The dream from my father, where the so-called third world, the Muslim world, can be liberated from alleged American imperialism. That's the thinking of this man in the White House. So the poorer we get, for him, that's a success. The more our health care is destroyed, that's a success. The more indebted and bankrupt we become, that's a success. The more hollowed out our military is, that's a success. The more our enemies take territory, whether it be Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or Iran getting the nuclear bomb, that's a success. That's the man that we have in the White House. He is the enemy. And so now it seems finally, after nearly 6 years, the American people have woken up. And the liberals and the establishment media, the progressives, the poodles for Obama, basically the fifth columnists who have enabled him to destroy this country piece by piece, are now stunned at this latest poll from CNN. The latest poll from CNN now shows the country is tired of him. They've had it with him. And they say if they could have a do-over in the 2012 election, they would definitely pick Mitt Romney over the dear leader. And not just by the previous poll was 49-45. Now it's by 53-44, by a whopping 9 percentage points. It would be a landslide. Because they see this man and they see a hater of the United States. They see a radical anti-American leftist who's driving this country into the ground. That's why his poll numbers are dropping like a stone. It's why now you actually see a third of Americans finally saying it is time to impeach this usurper in the White House. And so come November, he's got no other card left to play. The war on women crowd, that the war on women card, that doesn't work. The race card, how many times can you go to it? The class warfare card, the same thing. He's got nothing to run on. He can't run on the economy. He can't run on the border. He can't run on immigration. He can't run on health care. He can't run on jobs. He can't run on foreign policy. This guy can't run on anything. So now you have something, I've never seen this before, where the White House, the party in power, I swear to you, God is my witness. They're the ones now saying, I think the Republicans want to impeach us. I really think that Boehner keeps saying, I don't want to impeach. You have the White House saying, no, they really want to impeach us. I think they want to impeach us. Keep pressing Boehner, because if you really press deep, deep down, he's going to want to impeach. You see, if the evil Republicans regain control of Congress and the Senate, they're going to impeach. Wink, 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 wink. They're almost begging to get impeached. It's almost as if they want to goad the Republicans into saying, yeah, we want to impeach him. Why? Because that's the only card he has left, is to then go to the minorities, and especially to the core of his base, the African-American community, and say, you see, I may be good enough to get elected to the White House, but I'm not good enough to finish in the White House. And you see, white America, deep down, this is a political lynching. They want to impeach the first black man to be president of the United States. And he figures that will so galvanize, so infuriate, so anger the base of his party that they're going to come out in November in historic numbers and save his political bacon. And so my question to you is this. Do you think it is time for conservatives and Republicans to seriously consider whether Barack Hussein Obama should be impeached? I want to hear from you. 855-400-7282. Or do you think this is a political trap being laid by Obama and his aides? 855-400-7282. Jeff Cooner from the great WRKO filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Jeff Cooner filling in for the living legend Michael Savage. So here is Press Secretary Josh Earnest. I've never seen this before. Almost begging the Republicans to impeach the dear leader. And he's like, they want to impeach. And the reporters are like, what do you mean? No one's mentioned the impeachment word. None. Boehner hasn't. Mitch McConnell hasn't. John McCain hasn't. Nobody has. Look at Josh Earnest, White House spokesman. Basically saying, a vote for the GOP is a vote for impeachment.
You
roll it,
quoted
please.
The speaker about immigration. The speaker's also said that he's not interested in impeaching the president. So why do you believe what the speaker says when it comes to immigration, but not when it comes to impeachment?
Well, I do believe that the speaker on a number of occasions said that there were not going to be steps taken by Republicans to shut down the government over health care. We did see that happened. So, maybe that means that you need to ask him a little bit more about whether impeachment's on the table or not. And maybe he can give you a more detailed answer than he has thus far. But, there's no doubt that there are other prominent voices in the Republican Party that have strongly advocated impeachment. And, again, that's part of their agenda. The president's agenda is not focused on those kinds of political sideshows.
I mean, look, I wish a bonehead. I wish John Boehner would be pushing for impeachment. Instead, he's just laying down. I mean, has Obama broken the law repeatedly? Yes. Is he behaved in a way that's blatantly illegal and unconstitutional? Yes. Has he abused his office? Yes. Is he now on the verge of passing unilateral amnesty to 5 million illegal immigrants in this country? Yes. You've got two options. Either you defund the executive branch completely, Congress has the power of the purse, and paralyze the government that way, or you call their bluff. Dear leader, if you're so eager to be impeached, no problem. We can take care of that right after November. And so my question to you is this, the Savage Nation, to impeach or not impeach, 855-400-7282, all of your calls. Next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
I'm taking the fight, I said I'll never give it up.
Savage.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. This is Jeff Cooner sitting in for the living legend, Michael Savage, 855-400-7282. Michael is off today, but he will be back tomorrow, refreshed, recharged, loaded, and ready to go. Lines are blazing. The White House now facing dismal opinion polls, his popularity plummeting like a stone. The administration crumbling now on all sides, the border, foreign policy, Obamacare, the economy, you name it, is now trying to raise money and galvanize the base by saying essentially they're playing the impeachment card. That once Republicans take over Congress in November, as all polls say they now should, they are now vowing that the Republicans will impeach Obama. And my question to you is this. A, do you think the Republicans will impeach? And B, like me, do you think they should impeach? 855-400-7282 is the number. 855-400-7282. Lines are...
Hey, I'm in favor of impeachment. This guy is a dictator, has no regard for the rule of law, no regard for the Constitution, Everything this man has done since he took office has just totally been the steps of a dictator.
Mike, I got to tell you, I completely agree with you. I think this guy's a wannabe dictator. I think there's no doubt about it. To me, he's like Chavez. He's like Castro. We know what he would want to do if he could get away with it. We know that. I think, to be honest with you, because I've never seen this before. In my entire life, I've never... Yes, Clinton was impeached. Yes, they were drawing up articles of impeachment against Nixon. I understand that. And frankly, for a hell of a lot less. Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon were choir boys compared to this usurper in the White House, okay? Compared to the dear leader, this wannabe socialist dictator. But I've never seen a White House go out of its way, almost daring the Republicans to impeach him. No, they really want to impeach. The liberal media is saying, but that's not true. I mean, we've spoken to Boehner. We've spoken to the Orange Man. The Orange Man says no. We've spoken to Mitch the Squish McConnell, and they say no. And maybe there's a couple of backbenchers, Congressman Stockman from Texas. You've had a few. Sarah Palin, she's not elected, but she's called for Obama's impeachment. But in terms of the Republican leadership, they're talking lawsuits. They're talking maybe defunding parts of the executive branch, but nobody's talking impeachment. And they keep, it's impeachment. They got to impeach. I believe deep down, as I mentioned in the last segment, nothing would make the dear leader happier. Nothing would make President Obama happier than if he could unleash absolute turmoil and chaos within the United States. And I believe deep down, he would love a fight over impeachment to so bitterly divide this country, to so deepen the racial, ideological, and political divisions. You'd have a de facto civil war. I think this is what he deep down really wants. What better way to destroy America than to inflame minorities and basically tell them, you see, they want to impeach the first black man in the White House. And I believe that's why many Republicans have been afraid to push the impeachment issue. To the dear leader, to Obama, you want to behave like a dictator? You want to trample on our sovereignty? You want to destroy our Constitution? You want to fundamentally transform this nation into a socialist banana third world republic? You want to be impeached? No problem. You'll get impeached. 855-400-7282 is the number. Let's go to Bart on KSFO. Go ahead, Bart. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. You're fantastic, man. I can't stand the traitor in chief, but I think he wants the impeachment because, you know, it's not going to really go anywhere. He might get tied up in the courts, and he'll, you know, after 2 years, he'll go live in his mansion somewhere. There's got to be a quicker way to get him out of the White House and then put someone with, you know, a brain in there.
I got to tell you, Bart, honestly, outside of impeachment or forcing him to resign, I don't see it. I honestly don't see it. And what I think, here are my sources on Capitol Hill are telling me. Take it for what it's worth. They know now that they have an usurper and traitor in the White House. They know it. He has no regard for the Constitution, no regard for American national security, no regard for the rule of law. And they now want to deprive him of the only issue they think he may have going into the November midterm elections. So everybody's holding their fire. No one's going to say anything on impeachment. They're going to wait and wait and wait. And then when November comes around and the Democrats are going to be slaughtered in the midterm election, where Republicans pick up big seats in the House, big gains in the House, a majority in the Senate, where they control Congress, and then when you control all of Congress, you control the investigative bodies, the committees, and then we really start subpoenaing people, and you start going after them on Benghazi, on Fast and Furious, on the IRS, on the NSA, on scandal after scandal after scandal. And you lay the groundwork with the American people where now they're going to see one criminal gangster after another being dragged in front of these congressional committees where they can't stonewall it in the Senate anymore. The American people, already a third want him impeached. By the time November comes around, I'm telling you, it's going to be 40%. By the time you get these investigations going, by next year, you're looking at above 50%. So if the American people play their cards right, this guy should leave office. He should leave office before his tenure is up. And I'll even tell you something else. I'll even be more candid with you. For what he's done to us in Benghazi, how he left our boys twisting in the wind like that, what he's done in Iraq, creating an Islamist state, handing it essentially over to Al-Qaeda, what he's done to our borders, allowing all of these gangbangers and criminals into our country, now, if he goes unilaterally on amnesty, I'm telling you right now, you will see impeachment. If this man so disregards the Constitution, so ignores Congress, whatever you think of, look, you know I'm against it. Whatever you think of amnesty, for or against, the Constitution on this issue is crystal clear. You couldn't get clearer. Immigration laws can only be changed and enacted by Congress, the people's branch, the legislative branch. Dear leader, you don't have the power and the authority to grant amnesty to 5 million illegal immigrants. You don't have that power. You don't. So if he's going to behave this lawlessly, this arrogantly, this brazenly, this criminally, this dictatorially, this is not Putin's Russia. The Duma, the Russian parliament, is not just there for you to just basically rubber stamp everything the president, as they call him in Russia, the vozhd, the boss, does. I'm sorry, dear leader, this is America. And we have checks and balances, separation of powers, a little thing called the Constitution. And that applies to you as well as to anybody. And the issue, whether it comes to illegal immigration or any other issue, Obamacare, I could run down the whole list, is very simple. Is any man in this country above the law? And what Obama is trying to do, he's trying to reverse the American Revolution. What our founding principle, that's why I told you when I said he hates this country to its very core. Our republic was founded on the principle that no man, no leader, not even King George III, is above the law, including our president. No one is above the law. Everyone is restrained by the Constitution. You're not above the law. You can't do whatever you want. That's a dictatorship. That's tyranny. And so, to be honest with you, if you continue to push this amnesty, if you continue to arm Al-Qaeda in Syria, as he's been doing, if you continue to allow Al-Qaeda to come to power in Libya, as he's been doing, if you continue to impose the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, as he did, these terrorist murderers, you're a traitor. And there's only one way to deal with traitors. You impeach them. Now, most of the American public, frankly, I'm being candid with you, are not as engaged, not as into current events, obviously members of the Savage Nation. But they will. Because when night after night, I don't care how much the media is in the tank. When you have congressional investigation after congressional investigation, joint houses, joint chambers, the House and the Senate, then the media can't ignore it. And when the facts come out about how the IRS was used to go after political opponents, when it comes out how now we have a Stasi, a police state, the NSA, listening in on people's phone calls, blackmailing people, trolling through their media and their phone records, when we find out that they deliberately, systematically covered up the terrorist murder of four Americans in Benghazi, when all of this comes out, there's only one conclusion. Impeach. 855-400-7282 is the number. Jeff Cooner sitting in for Michael Savage. My friends, more with your calls next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Michael will be back tomorrow. He was away today, but he'll be back tomorrow, refreshed, recharged, ready to go. Jeff Cooner, WRKO in Boston, filling in for the great Michael Savage. Lines are loaded. Mary in Florida, thanks for holding, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You know, whatever you said, perfect. I'm right behind you. I ditto everything you said. I say impeach him. But better still, I think that he needs to be charged with treason. And all those that assisted him should be charged as well, that assisted him.
Mary, I'm telling you right now, if he continues assaulting our Constitution and behaving as criminally and lawlessly as he is, I think it's time for a citizen's arrest. My dream is to really come in there, put him in handcuffs, make a citizen's arrest, and send him off to prison where he belongs.
Agree. Honestly, I would be more active if I wasn't, like, working, like, I assist the military to get them, you know, their embroidery. Honestly, if I didn't have this business, I would be such an activist. Is that what you call them?
Yes.
I would probably be on the front page of a newspaper.
Yeah, just impeach, impeach, impeach. I mean, Obama, dear leader, you keep asking for impeachment. You know what they say. Be careful what you wish for, because you just may get it. Harry in Pennsylvania on WEEO. Thanks for holding. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, Harry.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree with you and Dr. Savage 100% of the time, so it makes it easy to call in, but... he does a unilateral amnesty. They don't have a choice. They've got to impeach him, and I don't think they can wait till after the next election. If he does what he's going to do, they've got to vote to impeach him soon.
You see, Harry, I think that's his plan. I honestly think that's why he's going for this unilateral amnesty, because he knows that's going to force the Republicans to impeach him or take it on the chin. And then he's going to want a major showdown before the November elections. I keep telling everybody, this guy is a dangerous radical. And the more he can bring this country to its knees, the happier he is. If no one else has the guts to say it, I'm going to say it. He's a traitor. He's a fifth columnist. And it's about time we, the American people, said, you know what we do with traitors and fifth columnists? Send them to the south side of Chicago, where he belongs. I've got time for one more quick call. Let's go to Mike in Lexington, Kentucky on WVLK. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, I go back to Nixon and others, but Nixon, a white president, was impeached for a fraction of what this clown's done. I'm surprised that he's not already impeached. I'm surprised that our American people can allow him to stay in the place he's at. He's a traitor. He's anti-American. He's prejudiced. He wants the brother's keeper. He wants the big guy. He wants it all.
Look, to me, he's our modern-day Nero. He's like that Roman emperor who fiddled while Rome burns. Well, this man fiddles while America burns. And I've got news for you, dear leader. This is not Rome. This is not the Roman Empire. This is America. And you know what we do with emperors like you? We kick you back to where you belong. This has been Jeff Cooner from WRKO, filling in for the living legend, Michael Savage. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.